with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, February 13th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we'll start the boys' basketball tournament trail as the Galen Catholic boys get set to host Woodbury Central in a Class 1A district quarterfinal. We'll have all the action for you starting at 6:45 with our pregame coverage, tip-offs at 7 o'clock, and you can catch all the action right here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com. Galen Catholic hosting Woodbury Central tonight at 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at our sports scores and results page from the weekend. We'll go to Saturday, where Plymouth County will be well represented with state wrestling qualifiers. The Bulldogs, Blackhawks, Westerners, and Panthers all qualifying a great deal of wrestlers to the state tournament in Des Moines. We'll start with the district results from Class 3A District 4, where the Bulldogs as a team placed 5th as a team at the district tournament in Fort Dodge. The Dodgers won the tournament, so at 212.5 points. West Des Moines Valley was 2nd, Spencer 3rd, and again the Bulldogs were 5th. Going to state for the Bulldogs at 120 pounds, it's Brock Hessenius. Yes, another Hessenius is going to the state wrestling tournament. He placed 3rd in the district at 120 pounds and will qualify for state. Keegan Kaiser at 145 pounds, also qualifying for state for the Bulldogs. He finished 2nd in his weight class. At 160 pounds, Alex Allen placed 3rd and qualified for state for the Bulldogs. Evan Jalis at 182 pounds, he's going to state, placing 3rd in the district. At 195 pounds, it was Camden Firehelm who placed 2nd and is going to state. And going to state once again, the Bulldogs' best wrestler, ranked in his weight class by IA Wrestle. He placed 1st in the district at 220 pounds. That's Aiden Hogue. The Bulldogs qualifying 6 wrestlers for the state tournament that is going to take place here at the end of the week. Connor Peterson placed 4th at 132 pounds. Matthew Vondrak was 4th at 152 pounds. And Eric Burnett was 170 pounds in 4th place. 3 more Bulldogs that just narrowly missed out on qualifying for state. We'll go down to Class 1A District 10, where at West Monona, the Hinton Blackhawks won the district title as a team with 189 points, qualifying 6 wrestlers for state and picking up another 5 in the top 3. First of all, those top 3 finishers at 106 pounds, Evan Stahl, Nick Lindley at 120 pounds, Gage Morgan at 138 pounds, Tommy Tanner at 145 pounds, and Garrett Divis at 285 pounds for the Blackhawks, all placing 3rd in their weight class. And now for the state qualifiers, the 2 champions in their district, Ethan Sashow going back to Des Moines at 126 pounds, placing 1st in the district. At 170 pounds, Gabe Anderson placed 1st in the district, and he will go to the state tournament. Mark Gann at 132 pounds, he placed 2nd in the district, and he is qualifying for state. At 152 pounds, Jackson Kunkel was 2nd in the district, and he qualified for the state tournament. So did Jacob Bishop at 182 pounds, he was 2nd in the district. And Brooks Benabos at 195 pounds placed 2nd and was the 6th Blackhawk wrestler to qualify for state in Onawa on Saturday. And now we'll go to the District 11 tournament hosted by Western Christian in Class 1A, where Kingsley Pearson won the district title. The Panthers scored 157 points. West Sioux was 2nd, Pocahontas Area 3rd. Akron Westfield placed 6th in the district with 83.5 points. The state qualifiers for Kingsley Pearson: Evan Yagazinski was 2nd at 106 pounds and qualifies for state. Gavin Wigg at 120 pounds qualified for the Panthers, placing 2nd in the weight class. It was Carson Senchins, who was the district champion at 132 pounds, qualifying for state. And Tyler Orchowski was 1st and district champ at 138 pounds. And he is the 4th and final Panther to qualify for state. For Akron Westfield, they placed 3 on the podium and three going to the state tournament. Cale Morrow, last year's runner-up at 106 pounds in Class 1A. He's a state qualifier at 113 pounds, winning the district. Jaden Friedrichs also won the district at 126 pounds. He was Akron Westfield's second state qualifier. And Ian Blau was Akron Westfield's third and final state qualifier. He won the district at 195 pounds. All told, Plymouth County is sending 19 wrestlers to the state tournament in Des Moines. The action gets underway at Wells Fargo Arena coming up on Friday this week. Let's take a look at some other sports action, just briefly running down some of the basketball scores. Girls basketball tournament tournament action got underway in Class 2A and 3A on Saturday. It was Akron Westfield beating Lawton Bronson to move on in the Class 2A Region 2 tournament, 56-44. Akron Westfield will now take on Hinton. Boyden Hall beat Western Christian in that region as well, 60-48. In Class 2A Region 3, Emmitsburg beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn 52-38, and Belmont Clemmie beat Lake Mills 51-50. In Class 3A Region 1, top-ranked Esterville Lincoln Central rolled over Eagle Grove 71-12. Garner Hayfield Ventura took down Clarion Goldfield Dowse 61-39. Algona beat Southeast Valley 71-49, and Cherokee over OABCIG 67-44. In Class 3A Region 6, it was 7th-ranked Sioux Center taking down Sheldon 87-52. Spirit Lake narrowly got by Rock Valley 62-53. 12th-ranked Unity Christian rolled over Okoboji 81-55. And 15th-ranked West Lyon beat MOC Floyd Valley 67-41. All these scores and results, including, again, a breakdown of the state qualifiers in high school wrestling, they can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab, click on Sports Scores and Results. Again, it was a great Saturday for Plymouth County, 19 state qualifiers advancing to the Well in Des Moines this week. Let's take a look also at some news coming out here recently that Lamar's Community Boys Basketball coach Dave Irwin has announced his retirement for the Bulldog Boys Basketball program after 21 full seasons of leading the Bulldog Boys Basketball program. And we'll have more on Coach Irwin throughout the week, but I wanted to highlight a couple of pieces of our interview, including him talking about his early upbringing, as, of course, his father, Jim, coached high school basketball in Indiana for nearly 40 years, and Irwin said that pretty much set him on the coaching path at an early age.
I grew up in a gym. My dad was a high school basketball coach in Indiana for 39 years, and just something that I kind of knew I wanted to do. You know, I went a little bit different route because I didn't necessarily want to be in education, but I did know I wanted to coach. But after a few years, I got back into education, and it allowed me to have that opportunity.
And Irwin, again, got the job of coaching the Bulldogs ahead of the 2002-2003 season and has never looked back on that decision. He says once he got the job, he didn't want another job other than coaching the Bulldogs.
I can honestly say when I got the job 21 years ago that I haven't looked for a job since. It never crossed my mind to try to go coach someplace else. I didn't want to start over again. I felt like it was my wife's home, and, you know, 30 years later, it's my home for sure. But this was the job that I wanted.
And we'll have more with Coach Irwin online, of course, at KLEM1410.com. We've got entire snippets of our sit-down interview with him, and we'll also have a full rundown of our chat with him coming up later on this week. It's a busy week, of course, with postseason basketball running through and postseason bowling getting underway today. But we do want to congratulate Coach Irwin on an outstanding career and wish him the best of luck in his next endeavor outside of the coaching world. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. We'll go to the boys basketball side of things, where the tournament really heats up. The preliminary round was Friday in Class 1A district action, but the quarterfinals get underway in Class 1A and Class 2A. Taking a look at the boys basketball schedule in Class 1A District 1, Siouxland Christian is at Remsen St. Mary's tonight. Alta Aurelia is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Akron Westfield's at Kingsley Pearson, and Harris Lake Park's at South O'Brien. time. In Class 1A District 2, our contest tonight brings you Woodbury Central at Galen Catholic. We'll have the pregame starting at 6:45, tip-off at 7 o'clock. MMCRU is at George Little Rock, Trinity Christian's at Grettinger Terrell, Ruthven Ayrshire, and Lawton Bronson's at Newell Fonda. In Class 2A District 15, the Hinton Blackhawk boys open up their postseason run hosting Boyden Hall. MVAOCOU is at Unity Christian. In Class 2A District 16, the other side of that sub-state, Red Oak is at Missouri Valley, Shenandoah's at Clorinda. In Class 2A District 1, Sheldon's at Cherokee, Pocahontas area is at Esterville Lincoln Central, and in Class 2A District 2, it's Okoboji at Ridgeview, Sibley O'Cheaton is at Rock Valley. And of course, some regular season boys basketball contests in the MRAC tonight. Lamar's Community hosts Sioux Center. Get on out to the Bulldog Gym if you can. Enjoy Coach Irwin's final home game as the Bulldog boys basketball head coach. Should be a great night for basketball at the Lamar's Community Competition Gym. Spencer's also at Sioux City North for boys basketball action. And it's bowling state qualifier day for the girls in the state of Iowa. And Sweet 16 Lanes will get to host a number of teams hoping to qualify for the state bowling tournament in Waterloo. Lamar's will get a chance to host 8 total teams for this qualifier, including MMCRU, Remsen, St. Mary's, West Sioux, Akron, Westfield, Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, Fort Dodge, Lewis Central, Sioux Central, and Sioux City West, the opponents here for the Bulldogs. Of course, the team tournament is part of the qualifying process, the individual tournament, the other qualifying process. So the Bulldogs will look to try and send a number of bowlers, hopefully their whole team, but of course some individuals would be nice to get to Waterloo as well. So best of luck to the Bulldog girls bowlers as the postseason begins for them today. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.